Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, we did talk to Larry Anderson about the Phils. If you'd like to hear that, you can go in the free Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back or you can just subscribe to the WIP Afternoon Show podcast. But now it's time for a real baseball guy to take
it. It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
All right. So
brought to you by ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com. Finished my my citations this morning on it. So we've been grinding in the last like 2 weeks getting that all done. I thought I lost it. Thought it was deleted from the universe. Minor freak out for about 5 minutes, but we found it.
Good. Good to hear.
I have an official statement on the Mets in the middle of this.
Okay.
But some news and notes first. No Boehm in the lineup tonight.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know. I think he's just out of the lineup.
But okay.
It's just a righty on the mound. Oh. You know, maybe they're trying to get Sosa in there more and they're choosing third base. I don't know.
Well, you know there are 151 major league players who have hit home runs this year.
Yeah? Is Boehm one of them?
He is not. Johan Rojas is.
Do you look that up every day?
Every day. I tried to figure out how many players had at least 50 plate appearances, three or less walks, and no home runs. That part of StatHead you have to pay for.
What about ChatGPT? I'm sure they could do it.
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
You didn't
way.
Want to break the...
Yeah. They were like, wait a minute, this guy's 6'5", 218? Anyway, continue.
And Bryson Stott back into the lineup tonight. There was a concern because... Kyle Finnegan stepped on his hand, and he was kind of shaking it out post-game, so he looks good. Also, Rob Thompson said no restrictions for Chris Sanchez tonight.
Great!
So
that's great news.
Looks like they dodged a bullet with the UCL
that
last week. We were ready to write his career off.
By the way, you mentioned Stott. Heads-up play for him to get home on that play as well.
He's like, man, he's a ball player. And I think, like,
that's what I said. I keep telling you that.
I'm really glad he's having a resurgent year. I'm glad he's looking like 23 Stott versus last year's Stott. I mean, I think baseball instincts wise, I think he's their smartest player. Like, I think Bryce obviously has his lapses. You know, Trey has his lapses. Boehm has his lapses. I think you can't say pound for pound when you're talking about instincts, but I think like Bryson Stott has pure baseball player instincts, and that was on display last night when he took home. So
yeah, it was great.
Good to see that he is fine. Now on the Trey shortstop thing, I think Ike's right when he says this is probably his last year at that spot. I think they went into this year saying that this is your last shot. I mean, a lot of spring training stuff about that.
And you think they'll have the guts to move him to the outfield?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's a lot easier to convince him to do that after the season versus doing it in the middle of the season.
You're not doing it right now.
No. I agree there. So is that an Aiden Miller question or is it a...
That's the question because like, who's going to replace him? I personally wouldn't put Stott there. I know people have that idea. And I think stop gap wise, if you wanted to, you could do that. But I don't want to move a plus-plus second baseman defensively for I think he's an average shortstop.
Unless there was a path to a great second baseman somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll see with Aiden. He's off to a slow start up in Reading. I don't know. But I think to make the move right now is not going to happen. And I actually agree with the last call. I think he's going to end up in left field.
Like, yes.
Rather than center field. So I don't know. It's going to come to a head here. You know, I mean, analytics-wise, his defense has been fine. Eye test-wise, it's not.
I don't care about the analytics.
Yeah, analytics on defense in baseball are really...
only losers care about analytics.
In baseball, in defense with baseball. Yeah, sure. So other stuff is very, very important. But the final thing here is my official statement on the New York Mets and what they're doing right now.
Yep.
They're using up their magic a little early. Just like this, they're pulling last year's Phillies thing where they get off this like ridiculous start. They're carrying the momentum over from the year before. They're all having a jolly good time up there in New York. I think they might be using a lot of the magic up early. You know, yesterday they had a diving play into the gap and Lindor barehands it and fires it across and they're all having a great time. It's hard to do that for 162. Peaking early, the official statement on the 2025 New York Mets.
Maybe.
I agree with you.
Maybe.
They're outperforming who's on that roster. They are. Their pitching staff I don't believe in.
Well, listen, just because we don't believe in them or you don't believe in them, it doesn't mean they aren't good players. I don't, you know, we may get to the end of the season, they win 100 games and don't win the World Series, and you two will be saying, I told you they were frauds, they weren't very good. You two will still be saying that. Meanwhile, we'll be out of the playoffs or not even making the playoffs.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. They could be frauds, and we could be frauds, too.
Well, I don't know if they're the best team in baseball, which their record suggests they're the best team in baseball.
Right.
You're not going to convince me they aren't a good team.
I totally think they're
and
a good team.
And you want me to believe the Phillies are a World Series contending team, but you don't think the Mets are?
No, I think the Mets are World Series.
Okay, then they're good.
I think they're good. I just don't think they're as good as they look
They're playing
now.
Above their head a little bit.
And Lindor, I think Lindor's the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
He's the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
He is the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player.
Watch him. Watch him. He's the best player in the National League.
You grinding Mets tape every night?
I watch a lot of Mets.
Why?
Well, because I live there.
It says a lot about you. Oh, okay.
You live here now, though.
Yeah, you're here.
No, I'm saying.
It's a Sixers podcast.
I have watched a lot of Mets.
We all watch Francisco Lindor.
Here's the other thing, is that I won't have this anymore, but where I live, the Mets are just on cable every night, so I stop and I watch them.
First off, no one calls it cable. Second off,
it's cable. What do you want out of me? It's on TV. I have the MLB plan, but they're on when you're just flipping around.
Calls it cable. Yeah, was it 1990? Do you still plug it? Do you still twist it in?
Screw you both. Lindor is the best player in the National League.
He's not the best player in the National League.
Then who is?
Shohei had 54 home runs.
Shohei doesn't play the field.
And guess what? He lifted that team into the World Series last year.
He did not lift
the
team into the World Series.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, they choked every year until he showed up.
And he had 200 in the World Series last year.
His arm was hanging on by a thread, by the way.
And this year, why isn't he playing the field?
Why did Lindor lose to him in the NLCS?
Why isn't he? Because the Dodgers are stacked and the Mets were not.
I totally agree. It's one player, but he's not better than Ohtani.
Yes, he is better than Ohtani.
He's not better than Mookie, and he's not better than Juan Soto.
He is better than Juan Soto.
He's not better than Juan Soto.
Juan Soto's a zero in the field.
And he's a plus-plus batter.
Yes,
and he's Lindor's a pretty, pretty good hitter.
Lindor is a very good hitter, and he's an outstanding fielder. And Shohei look, I will say this again. If Shohei Ohtani is pitching and hitting, or if Shohei Ohtani is playing the field, he has an opportunity to be the best player in the game. If he is a DH, no DH is the best player in the game. He is sitting watching the game for 3 hours. It is a different thing to have to play the field than not have to play the field. Lindor is the best player in the National League.
I don't agree with that, but I do agree is playing the field, and that's a position that matters.
Shortstop.
Yes. It's a position that matters. So, yes.
Is Ohtani
Tatis also better than Lindor?
Wait, who?
Fernando Tatis Jr.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Is Ohtani going to pitch this year, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I thought he was.
What's that?
Second half of the season?
Second half? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm in the bullpen.
There you go.
Let Ohtani close out a World Series.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Liam in Downingtown, you're on WIP.
How's it going?
Hi, Liam.
What's up? So I was thinking about the energy thing with the Larry Anderson, and I think what's going on is the Phillies didn't change much. They got Kepler and Luzardo. They've been, Luzardo's been amazing, Kepler's whatever. I actually have a theory about Kepler I'll tell you in a minute. But I think what's going on about the energy, like you guys are saying, is it's the same energy that's there, but they're trying to do something different with it. And instead of focusing on what they need to do, they're really just suppressing their energy. And they just kind of look dead. They look tired. And I don't know. That's what I think. What do you think?
I think they're not playing well. And that I have seen in my 48 years, teams say that they are not having fun when they are not winning. I just like, I've yet to see a team out there whooping it up and smiling and happy when they are a game over 500. And if they were, they would look ridiculous. So I think to an extent, and if we were to go back, we characterize the 22 and 23 seasons so much by the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now that's what matters. I agree. But there were times, and I wasn't watching every second of every game because I wasn't here, but there were stretches of the 22 and 23 season where I can't imagine they were out there having tons of fun because the team wasn't playing that well.
Well, in 22, they didn't have any fun until they clinched and they got in.
Yeah, and they went on a run.
Then they went on a run.
I think we're trying to reverse engineer the fun. I don't think the fun happens and then the team plays well. I think the team plays well and then they have fun. I would agree that it does seem like they're pressing, which is, I think, a different issue. But I do think that I don't know that they handle pressure all that well.
Yeah,
I don't want to dismiss the idea of setting the tone for the season by basically declaring you're not going to do this before the season starts. So when you say if they were winning, they would have fun. They won games. They still didn't look like they were enjoying it very much.
When they were 7-2, I don't know.
I don't even remember them being 7-2.
They were, yeah.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't
even remember that.
But now they weren't dumping water and they weren't doing that, but they were smiling. And,
but you do agree, and we're with you there, Liam. You do agree that there was a message being put out there that this is all business.
Yes.
The daycare. We're getting rid of the daycare.
Yeah.
So to me, you set a tone for the clubhouse before you ever even got the season started that this isn't a time to be joking around and having fun. This is all business. And this may be the last year that we're playing together. So we better go get it done. Like they put a self-imposed limitation on how much they should enjoy doing this because the only thing that matters is them winning the World Series at the end.
Well, I think they might have looked at, because I'm sure they watched the Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they all watched the Eagles. And I think that might have been an overcorrection from what they saw from the Eagles. Like, the Eagles were very businesslike last year. I mean, I think that the quarterback set the tone from that standpoint. And I think they try to use that. I think it's easier to do in football when there's one game a week.
Exactly.
Rather than a 162-game grind.
You almost need that atmosphere to get you through the 162-game grind. Correct.
You need stubs.
Well, yeah. I think they don't need stubs.
And we need stubs We need somebody like stubs.
Yeah. What's the – Marshawn's only playing once a week.
Right.
Yeah, I don't even see him when he plays.
If he was playing two times.
They bring up stubs, that feels like a desperation move.
At this point, yeah.
I do agree with you that when they set the tone that way, and again, I will say, I don't want to speak for everybody else, mm-hmm. I was happy they were setting the tone that way, but I think that the issue becomes maybe they don't know what's okay and what's not okay.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Like, they win a game, you should be able to be happy that you win a game. You don't have to. Now, when you win the division, you don't have to go out and party all night at Xfinity Live when you have nine games left and you could lock up home field. I think there's a difference. To be clear, I am not a fun person. I'm not, but the team that handled it business-like last year won the World Series.
Who was their best player?
What's that?
Who was their best player?
Showtime. Well, Mookie Betts is the best player on the Dodgers.
Now, there we go. Okay.
Well, he is the best player on the Dodgers.
Sure. He's not, but okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Of course he is.
He's a great player. He's better than Lindor, but yeah, he's not even this close. Close to Shohei.
You know,
54 home runs.
I'm actually,
and 55
I'm actually, well, there's a lot of guys that hit home runs in baseball. Wait a minute. Why is Shohei
50,
Ohtani?
50?
Why is Shohei Ohtani better than Aaron Judge? How? He's not a better hitter, and he doesn't play in the field. He's not better than Aaron Judge.
Well,
we don't
okay.
play in the field now because he's injured.
Well, but
well, I mean, well, he didn't play the pitching thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, playing the field. Okay, he's not pitching, but he could play in the field. He could play friggin' first base.
Yeah, sure.
Or something.
So you want to say they're about the same player? Okay, knock yourself out.
But they're not the same player. One's way better because he plays in the field,
he's
even a better hitter. He's a better hitter than Ohtani is. There's a lot of good hitters in baseball. I'm disappointed in you as a baseball guy.
There's not a lot of Ohtanis in baseball. There's not even a lot of Aaron Judges in baseball.
No, but I'm saying there's seven hitters, I would say. Like Bobby Witt, like why is Shohei Ohtani better than Bobby Witt Jr.? He's not.
Well, if you're just bringing up the whole, like, the total, but like Shohei
yes,
Ohtani
total package,
is
best player.
But Shohei Ohtani is such a force multiplier at the plate.
Yeah.
He just, I don't know
he
what to tell you.
He bats once a game, once every nine batters,
so
just like all
player.
These. Yes, that is my position. That's
but he
my
also
point.
Is so
it's,
much.
And it's way easier to do that when you're not playing what is most of the game, and most of the game is standing in the field waiting for the ball to be hit.
But what
if
makes
you ask GMs, who you think, who would they take? Bobby Witt Jr. or Shohei Ohtani?
Bobby Witt Jr.
I don't think that's
I don't really think so.
If they're not worried about selling jerseys and tickets and all that stuff.
All that matters.
Well, I'm talking about as a baseball player.
Who's more feared?
As a hitter?
Yeah.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm saying that's not the whole game. You're not saying he's the best hitter. You're saying he's the best player.
I think he's the best player in baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's ridiculous to not play the field and be the best player
in
baseball.
That's how great of a hitter he is.
If he is but he's not that great. Great hitter. He is one of a bunch of great hitters.
Hits over 300 and has 55 home runs and 55 stolen bases.
I just don't hear you saying that about Aaron Judge, who has a 1,200 OPS every
year.
Well,
we're arguing about best player in the National League, Lindor or him.
Okay, and I would still take Lindor.
I know. You made that clear.
All right. 215-592-9494. Lee and Marlton, you're on WIP.
I love it.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you're out of your mind.
Talk to him.
About what?
Fernando Tatis Jr. Lindor isn't a top three National League player.
You're crazy.
And how can you say that Betts is better than Ohtani?
Because Ohtani doesn't play the field. Lee. I'm sorry.
215.
Like, Lee, the game is 3 hours long, and Shohei Ohtani participates in about 7 minutes of it. You can't be the best player in the sport if you're not participating in what is mostly happening in the game, which is playing the field. Do you understand the advantage he has to not have the physical and mental drain of playing the field? I guarantee you, if you were to take all of these players, if you were to take Soto or Judge and say, you know what, you don't have to concentrate on anything else except for hitting, they would all become better hitters. I agree with you. If Shohei Ohtani is the pitcher he is and the hitter he is, he's the best player in baseball. Maybe the best player I've ever seen. As a hitter, he is one of a number of great hitters.
So, would you rather have Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
Aaron Judge. If you're telling me, but it's still a spot you don't have to worry about. Again, you need to fill out nine guys on the field, and Shohei Ohtani not playing one of those positions means you need another great player. If you're telling me Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher and hitter, I agree with you. If you're saying Shohei Ohtani, just the DH, I do not agree with you.
He hit 54 home runs and stole 50 bases, though.
Great! And for most of the game,
like
he was sitting.
Has ever done
Judge
that?
Ever stolen a, didn't he like limp into home plate in the World Series?
He also hit 200 in the World Series.
I'm talking about. I mean, Judge in the World Series.
Yes, he played terribly, but that's not what we're talking about. Judge chokes in the playoffs, absolutely. But I will not grant anyone as the best player in the sport if he's a DH. And not when there's a lot of other great hitters out there. If you give those other great hitters the whole game to sit on the bench, study the pitcher, that's all Ohtani has to do the whole game. He can concentrate on his next at-bat, whereas these other guys are out there playing the field.
But he did the same thing when he was a pitcher.
Yes, but when you're a pitcher, I grant that. But then you're also pitching every fifth day, and he's a great pitcher, too. I grant that. If you are pitching every fifth day, then I don't expect you to play the field, all that. But you're also adding to the game by being a... Like, Shohei Ohtani, at his best, would be the Phillies' second-best pitcher. That's impressive to do that. But I just will... I think what happens with Ohtani is everybody takes the pitcher-hitter version of Ohtani, and even though he's not doing that anymore, there's this sort of, like, lasting effect, and you're judging him as if that's what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. And if you took any great hitter and took him out of the field for 9 innings and said all you have to do is concentrate on your next at bat, they would all be better hitters.
But I think the unfair part you're doing to Ohtani, even though you make good sense as far as he's not pitching right now, but it's because of injury. He's coming off of an injury, right?
Yes.
So, but his entire career, he's pretty much been that two-way player.
For sure. But I'm just saying right now. I'm saying right now and last year.
Right.
If he's a pitcher again, I agree with
him. What if he's a closer?
Even if he's a closer.
Look, like, Zach Wheeler is probably the most valuable player on the Phillies, and he only pitches every fifth day because a pitcher has that much of an effect on a game. A starting pitcher does. Like, I just will not. You could argue until you're blue in the face, Lee. I am never granting best player in baseball sits on the bench for 95% of the game. I won't.
So why would you take Tatis? Why would you take Lindor over Tatis?
No
Tatis
one wants to hear us argue Tatis versus Lindor.
215?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. No offense. We could have it off the air. Nobody wants to hear us argue Tatis versus Lindor in Philadelphia.
All right. Have a good one, guys. That's all I wanted.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
So everybody's all Ohtani'd up.
I know.
Yeah.
There he is.
For a reason. He's the best player in baseball.
Best player you've ever seen.
Best player I've
never seen anyone.
The best player I've ever seen. Well, when he's pitching.
When he's
for sure.
pitching. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
And I got.
When he's pitching for sure, I've never seen anything like
it. I got screwed on my MVP bet last year.
Well, yeah, that's where this comes from.
There it is.
Everyone knows it.
There it is. The Lindor lover.
Should have been MVP last year. I don't even.
I know a gambler when I see one.
And last thing, because I know everybody's thinking the New York thing. When I was in New York, I was a Yankee guy, not a Met guy. I'm not a Met guy.
Right. I want to make that clear. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's tough.
When
you watch a lot of Met games.
You're telling. I watch. They're just on TV.
They're on cable,
Mike.
There's only three channels in Spike's house. What, did you have the first color TV on your block growing up, too?
Definitely a good chance that happened, yeah.
Well, I would have had Lindor at my birthday party.
I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Well, you were at 1986 game, the Bill Buckner game.
I was at the Bill Buckner.
Man, a lot of Mets history.
Yeah,
interesting.
Mets
wow.
History.
Yep, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Watch. Look at this all coming together.
There. All right.
Wow.
Are we done? All right. Coming up next. Why am I arguing about Shohei Ohtani? Holy moly. All right.
That's okay.
215-592-9494. We don't have to argue about Ohtani anymore.
Yeah,
we can if you want.
Yes.
But talking about the Phils. And coming up next, the return of the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. There is a lot of movement in the power rankings. Over the last week, we have had the visit to the White House, which had to be covered.
It had to be covered.
We did have the NFL draft, which had to be covered.
Yeah.
You know, they all sort of had the same take. Anyway, we will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.